Thanks for reminding me. Dr. Mishnah Gemara Baita. The Mamre D'Antifras B'Gol Havakaimi. The Mishnah said, a guy told his wife, I'm going to Gol. And when I go to Gol, the clock kicks in. And if I'm going for 30 days, the get is a get. If I'm not going for 30 days, the get is not a get, and the get can never be used again. Because the get was given on that condition. I'm going to Gol. As soon as I go to Gol, the clock kicks in. If I come back before 30 days, the get's bottled. So even if you were to go to Gol on a subsequent day, he would not be kicking in because that get tonight was used up, and therefore the get is not a get. That's what the Mishnah said. We assumed the shot in the Mishnah is that the guy went to Gol. He reached the city of Antipras, which is Gol. The clock kicked in, and he came back. Same thing happened in the second case. He was going from Gol to Yehuda, and he told his wife, as soon as I get to Yehuda, the clock will kick in. And the clock kicked in, and he came back before 30 days, it's batal. And even if he were to go to Yehuda in a subsequent time, the clock would not start again. The get was used up. That's what the Mishnah said. That was all assuming that Antipras is Gaul and Kfar Asinoy is Eretz Yisrael. The problem is that it's the opposite. Antipras is Eretz Yisrael. I apologize. Antipras is Gaul and Kfar Asinoy is Yehuda. The problem is, it's the opposite. Kfar Asinoy is Gol, and Antipras is Yehuda. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. That means he didn't get to Gol. That means the Tanai is still Kayim. So what does it mean, how is that Batal? How is that in a get? Right? What does that mean, Batal Tanai Batal? What does that mean? It's not true. He hasn't kicked into Tanai yet. Whenever he goes to Gol, that's when it will start. He didn't go to Gol. Frank the Gemara, the member of Antipras with Gol Havakaimi? Are you telling me Antipras is in Gol or a mini? Antipras be Huda, or Krabs in Oi be Gol. Bintayim, Matil Naisa Luchumra. The guy goes in between. We don't know whether he went to Gol or not. So we don't know whether it's not kicked in or not. And therefore, Mugareshis made a Mugareshis. She's a Suffolk Mugareshis. But it's clear that Antipras is not in Gol. If it's not in Gol, the Tanai didn't kick in. So why does the Mishnah say it's a bottle? That's the question. That's as far as we got yesterday. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaye Tnei Tanoi Gamar. In this Mishnah, the case was he told her two conditions. We have to explain the Mishnah. This is what he told her. Imatina Lagalo Lauter Havigita. If I get to Gol, there's no clock. Immediately it's a get. V'mashnihina ba'urcha tlasin yayman. And even if I don't get to Gol, but if I'm on the road 30 days, so he gave her two conditions. He said, if I go to Gol right now, it's a get as soon as I enter Gol. And if I don't go to Gol, I get delayed in the road. If I'm not back in 30 days, it's a get also. So there are two ways that the get can kick in. Either if he goes to Gol, the minute he steps foot in Gol, it's a get. Or if he doesn't come back in 30 days. Either one of those two will make the get a good get.
Who says he can do it?
See, that's what he said.
Who says he can do it?
Why can't he do it?
Because
God, Ruvain, there's
only one tonight.
Again, we're not going like Ramayor, she's a Yeah, he dead a Kai couple.
No, that's not my question. Who says you can make a two tonight?
Why not?
All I have is one tonight.
No, sir, I can make 18 tonight. I want it to work under these circumstances. And what happened was, Higil Antipras Mechazer. He got to Antipras and he came back. So what happened is, the Loy Lagol Bata, he never got the goal, so the get did not kick in. But Loy Yishtayu Nami Slav started plus the Yemen, and he didn't go on for 30 days. So what happened was, he left town. The clock started ticking. The 30-day clock started ticking the minute he left town. If he would reach Gol, that would make the get a get automatically. If he doesn't reach Gol, the clock is ticking. He comes back, the clock didn't tick enough. The get is not a get, it's bottle. So that's the case. So Higil Antipras is to say he didn't get to Gol. Unlike the way we understood it that Antipras is the first city in Gol, we're saying he yield on difference means he never made it to go. That's what it means. Rashi. So Rashi, Amar Abaya, Masnitzinami Islam that Tiferes Bihuda. And under Amar La Trei Tanoi, told the two conditions. Imatina Lagol Altim Havigita, Rafilulai Mishtahina, even if I don't take time. Mimishtahina Baruch Atlas Yayim and Beloyasina, Havigita, will be again. Rafilulai Matina Lagol, even if I don't make it to go. Hilkach, Higil Antiferes Bechazer La Alter Troy Batal. If he reaches Antiferes and he came back, the Tanai is Batal. The ain't got Oig L'Kaima. He can't keep it anymore. Shaloi L'Golbo. He never went to go. Well, then he stayed and he didn't stay out of town for 30 days. Vafil L'Kaima L'Achas Man. And even if he leaves a second time, this condition was made for this time. Hariloi Hisna L'Mahalach Harishin. Shehisku Golo L'Hisku L'Mnes HaShloish Misham V'Holo. He didn't say 30 days in Golo. L'Shem Yad Get. If I get to Golo, it's an immediate get. Shagisha, probably he didn't reach it this time. The Gamma and Ishtari didn't stay on the road. This is what the Mishnah means. Mikan. 30 days from the day I leave. So he made it that the get can work either way. So Mamela, what happens is, he made a double tanai. Each one of these conditions can make the get kick in. He started the clock off by leaving town. So at this point, either he meets one of those conditions or the get is bottled. Well, he wasn't gone for 30 days and he never entered Gaul, so the get never kicked in. And the same is true the opposite way. He was going from Gaul Yehuda, and he told his wife, if I make it to Yehuda, the get's a get immediately. If I don't make it to Yehuda, if I'm back in 30 days, the get's not a get. If I'm not back in 30 days, the get is a get. He went, never made it to Yehuda. He made it to Kfar Avsinoi, which is still in Gaul. Came back before 30 days. The get never kicked in. The get is butl. Zog to Kfar Avsinoi. Havet Zagitichem Lebosim Mikam Vashloshim Yoyim. Lememret Da'akim Bamdinis Hayom Kaimi. Same story. The guy was going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and he reached Aku, and he came back. Makes it sound that he left and he went to Chutz Laretz. Aku is not in Chutz Laretz. But Amar Rav Safra, Kavim Miftur Rabbanim Mahadadi Ba'akoi Mifturi. When the Rabbanim left each other, which means the Mishnah, in the third case, said, Harizagitach, Imloibasim Mikayim Vashloshim Yayim, Vayahailach Limdinas Hayam. And he was going to Chutz Laretz. He arrived at Aku and came back. Went to Chutz Laretz. The clock started ticking. And he came back before 30 days. That's assuming Aku is Chutz Laretz. That's why the clock started ticking. But the problem is Aku is not Chutz Laretz. Because when the Rabbanon used to say goodbye to each other, which means the Babylonian Rabbanon were going back home to Babel, and the Ashkenazic Rabbanon were escorting them, but didn't want to go out to Chutz Laretz. So they escorted them to the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. They came to Aku. And in Aku, they said goodbye to each other. That means Aku was still Eretz Yisrael. So how could you tell me he reached Aku, that he reached Chutz Laretz? Zok to Gemara, ki ha yimiftur rabbanim adadi, v'aku ha yimifturi, shum da'asur latzis maris l'chutz laretz. Because escorting somebody is not enough reason to be able to leave to Chutz Laretz. So we see Aku still part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbiya trade to Noikamala. The same answer he gave before. There were two conditions made. Imatina Lumdina Sayam La Alter Havigita. If I get to Medina Sayam, it kicks in right away. Imashtahina Ba'archa Tlasin Yayim and Vlasina Lavigita. And if I leave now and I don't come back by 30 days, even if I don't make it to Medina Sayam, it should be again. Higila Akuba Khazar. He never went out of Eretz Yisrael. So condition one, that as soon as he reaches Chutz Laretz, the get kicks in, never was met. He was back before 30 days. Rashi, Rashi says, at this point, we didn't switch this part of the Mishnah yet. We still think that the Mishnah is saying he reached Chutz Laretz, and that's when the clock started ticking. people of Chutz La'aretz. So I hold him Loma Tyre Baritz Yisrael. He came to learn Tyre in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Chayzin Lubateim, a Chavareim Ben Eretz Yisrael, Malavinais in that Akku. They used to escort them to Akku. Today they would escort them to Lud Airport, right? And then as soon as they get to the airport, they couldn't go, they can't go on the plane. They don't want to leave the Chutz La'aretz. So that's where they would stop escorting them. In those days, there were no airport. So they used to camelback or horseback or donkeyback or whatever other way. They went back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael used to escort them at Akku, umisham niftar mehem. And that's where they said goodbye. So also the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, lots of the Chutz La'aretz. Because it's usher for Bnei Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Period. So therefore, we see Akku's Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is, Akku is Eretz Yisrael, and it was a double tonight. Now the truth is, as somebody mentioned here yesterday, the Mishnah said Akku is Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah said in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Remeir Eimer, Akku Ketzafen, Remeir Eimer, so Machloikas is there. Is Akku Ketzafen or is Akku like Eretz Yisrael in the Gittin? So Machloikas. So that Mishnah wouldn't be a Raya. The Raya is from the way the Rabbanon acted, that they didn't go past Akku. Tysus over there asked it as a kasha. How could it say Akku is Ketzafen when here the Gemara seems to say Akku is Eretz Yisrael? So one of the truths of Tysus says over there that Akku was half Chutz La'aretz and half Eretz Yisrael. Except in here it just said he arrived in Akku, which is Mashma, the beginning of Akku. That was still Eretz Yisrael Akku.
Use an example of Luda. I just wonder if a guy goes on an airplane, that considered going to Chutz La'aretz, even if he, they have malfunction on the airplane, they come back.
Again, if he leaves the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, he's in Chutz La'aretz. If he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, then he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael.
If he doesn't land anywhere else.
It doesn't make a difference. He's out of Eretz Yisrael. It's a term for Chutz La'aretz. That's all it is here.
In other words, even if you go to Jordan, it would still be considered
Eretz Yisrael. Correct. Well, maybe not, because part of Jordan is Eretz Yisrael. Absolutely. Dinas Hayam is a code word for Chutz La'aretz. Syria is a Shaila. Iraq is Medina Tayyam, even though you don't cross any seas. Land based. It's all land. Lakewood is Medina Tayyam.
What?
Yes. There's a lake there. No, that's not the reason it's Medina Tayyam. It's Medina Tayyam because it's Chutz La'aretz. Now, the truth is, if you really want to get homiletic, is the word, you want to really get into it. You're in Eretz Yisrael right now. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechel had a kash, how can anybody live old and bavo? Says, Laman Yubu Yamechem Yamei Venechem Allah Adama. Harichas Yamim only happens in Eretz Yisrael. So how can people live long and bavo? They told them they go early to shul and they stay late in shul. And therefore, that's why they can live long. How does that answer the question? Obviously, the answer is, when you're in shul, you have a connection to Eretz Yisrael, so it's like you're in Eretz Yisrael. So you, sitting here today, you are also out of Medina Tayyam.
Is there anything outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Correct.
In other words, from America to Canada, not Medina, still in Medina Tayyam.
You're both in Medina Tayyam.
Right.
Yes, doctor. It doesn't say that. It says that Shchina Shiren Da'od Amas Halacha. Doesn't say the word Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara there says that if you're in the shul, it's like you can get Arichas Yamim like Eretz Yisrael. So the Mepharshim learn because the Gemara says that ultimately the Batei Midrashim and Bava will end up in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mela, by being in the Beis Medrash, you are connected to Eretz Yisrael. This is your get, as long as I go away from in front of you for 30 days. And then the Mishnah said something very interesting. He went and came, and went and came, and went and came. The Mishnah says it's a get, because Mishnah says. Now, he said, if I go in front of you, away from front of your face. He went and came and went and came and went and came. That means he wasn't away from in front of her face for 30 days. So why is it a get? The Mishnah, the last case, said it's a get. Question is, so what if he wasn't Nisyakadimah? The Tanai was, if I'm out of your face for 30 days. He wasn't out of her face for 30 days. Zakti Gemara v'olay avar. I said, Gita calls my shaver, Amar the other. Amar Avuna, my Panecha Tashmish. Ever Panecha Panecha means we won't have intimacy for 30 days. My Karla Panecha, Lishna Ma'al Yenokat. Called the Panecha, meaning it's a nice way of saying we won't have a relationship. And Rashi says it refers to Panim Shomata.
Ever.
He said, this is your get if I'm gone from in front of your face for 30 days. And he came back and forth and back and forth. The Mishnah says it's a get anyway. And the question is, why is it a get? He never was gone for 30 days. And he said, I'm gone for 30 days.
Are you defining Shever now?
We're saying Shever mikenega panecha. Panecha means relationship. I'm gone from in front of your face was the way I translated the Mishnah. We are now saying, I'm gone from having an intimacy. And Panecha, Rashi says, refers to Panim Shomata, which means a woman's private area. And gone from in front of that, which means no intimacy.
If there's no intimacy,
then the get is a get. If there's no intimacy in the next 30 days, the get is a get. It says, like Nisyakarima, he was never alone with her. It means obviously there was no intimacy. We thought, we took it literally, I'm not going to be in front of your face. And we're saying now, it doesn't mean literal, it means an allusion to a relationship. Rashi. So Rashi, well, the Avar Shloshim Yom Ritzufim, he wasn't gone for 30 consecutive days. Tashmish, Avar Shloshim Yom Ritzufim, below Tashmish, there were 30 days without intimacy. Because it's already high over the Nisyacharimah. Lishna Malya, so Rashi, Panim Shomata. Sometimes the private area is called Panim also. Therefore, that's the why he used the word Panecha in a nice way of referring to intimacy.
It's funny that the story is the person saying Lishna Malya, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the Mishnahs we have, all the doesn't delve into that. Meaning, when they use the word whatever, you know what I mean?
I don't know what to tell you.
But Rebbe does understand.
Yeah. What he's trying to say is there are other places that we refer to intimacy straight out. And here it seems that this person...
The guy himself is saying, this is the way you should talk, but the Mishnayos don't care how you should talk.
I think you should buy Maftriyayna. I think you should buy this guy Maftriyayna. You should buy Maftriyayna. He's talking in a very sneezing fashion.
What do they sell for?
But,
does Rebbe sell?
I don't sell. But...
No, I mean, is the shul sell?
Aina.
He's
Mechuyav
to give get anyways, right?
No. He doesn't keep Aina, and nobody complains about it, If she complains that he's not keeping Aina, so then Bezen gets involved. And they don't make him give a get right away. They talk to him. They try to persuade him. They start charging him. There's different ways of doing it. We don't just say he misses an Aina and divorce her.
He's threatening her. He's just saying that...
This is a story totally out of a thing. Guy told his wife, if I don't live with you in the next 30 days, this is a get. Guy!
Sounds pretty threatening.
Again, he's not threatening her.
I know, he's just saying something.
Again, he's not... You're referring to a person that's refusing to have a relationship with his wife. Whether we get involved to get him again or not. This has nothing to do with that. This is a one-time thing he told his wife. For whatever reason he told her.
Well, she may have to go base and say, hey, listen, this is what he said to me.
And therefore what? They'll say, maybe he will have a relationship with you. He hasn't done anything wrong yet.
All right.
Frank the Gemara. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon has a different shot in the Mishnah. That was Rav Huna's shot in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Loilam Panecha Mamish. Rabbi Yechonon says, it's Panecha. He means, I'll be out of your face. He does not learn like Rav Huna. And, Mik Tari Arzuma Gereshes, Harizek Tari. We'll have you get Yoshin. L'chimoli, Tlasin Yoyim, and have you get him. When he said, I'll be out of your face for 30 days, it doesn't say she's divorced. It's saying he hasn't yet, he still can leave for 30 days and the get will be chal. He said, if I'm out of your face for 30 days, the get is chal. So far, he hasn't been out of the get face 30 days. But we have another problem. And that is, how do we know that we can use this get? Maybe he lived with her after he wrote the get before it kicks in. And that's a get yashan. He gave his wife a get. And he told her, if I'm out of your face for 30 days, this is a get. And he's not out of her face for 30 days. A year from now, he'll go on a trip for 30 days. At that point, the get will kick in. They've been living together for a year. It's a get yashan. As long as we know he wasn't miyachad with her, it's a get whenever he goes for 30 days. Meaning the get is a kosher get. It didn't work. But it could still work if he leaves for 30 days. Whereas if he was miyachad with her, then we would say, don't use this get anymore because it's a get yashan. Let's read it inside. Dr. Bechelen, Loilam Panecha Mamish, Mik Tani Arzu Megareshes, How is that get Tani, but having get yashan? Meaning the get is still a possibly effective get. It is not defective. Had he been mitziyachet with her, the get would become defective. Well, the get l'chemal tosin yaymen, having gita, right? So you have a get yashan. The l'chemal tosin yaymen, having gita. And if he ever leaves for 30 days, it'll be a get. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, how is that get k'tani? They not get nivsa, mishim get yashan. And he keeps the tonight, it'll be a get. Get Yashan. Koshin is Shachar Imo being Sivot Lunasina. Anytime he was alone with her, after it was written, before it worked, Paslu Rabbanah Mishim Shema Yayim Rukita Kainu Lubna. People will say she might conceive, she might have a child, and people will say, hey, this child was born out of wedlock, and we don't want that to happen, because Amir Lekama Basayrek, like the Gemara, will be later on in the Eighth Parak, where we will discuss Get Yashan more at once. Fine. Dr. Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Dreb Yechelen, Hare Zagitach Kol Zaman She'ever Mekenega Penega Shloshim Yayim, right? Vayi Hay Lechuba, Hay Lechuba, he was going back and forth. Hay Avlo Nisyakarim, Hare Zaget, Leget Yashan, Ein Chayshishin, Shaila Nisyakarim. So this Brisa clearly explains the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechonon. So Rav Huna had a totally different shot in the Mishnah. He said it meant I won't have intimacy. And that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa talks about get yashan, which means that we're just afraid he might have had a relationship which passels the get. Not that just we're afraid, so the answer is we're not afraid of that. That's what the Brisa says. Correct the Gemara. Now, I am going to explain the next piece of Gemara, like the Rishonim say, Rashi means to explain it. Correct the Gemara. The Lecha Shem Apayas. Who says they weren't alone? What's this Hayo B'lay Nisyachar Ima? Maybe the husband will show up a year and a half later, after he left for 30 days. He left for 30 days. The get kicked in. The lady gets remarried, and in walks the husband, and he says, you know, this was a get yashan. I had yichud with her after the get was written, before the get kicked in. What's to stop the husband from coming in and claiming that he had yichud with her, and it was a non-good get? Yeah. No, get yashan is rabbanon. What's to stop him? B'lech Hashem Abayis. Maybe he will come and say, I appeased my wife, which means I was alone with her. We had a relationship. After I wrote the get, before it kicked in, there was a get yashan, and she's not divorced.
With Adam?
No. He doesn't have to have ate him. He's saying he was alone with her. How do we disprove him? Now, the truth is...
There's a chazaka that they weren't together.
So the truth is, it's not something we would believe, but it would something create a tumult. How do we stop the husband from coming and creating a tumult? That's the question. You're right. Because if he doesn't have it, why should we be afraid he had it? Who said he ever had it? We never saw them together.
Right, exactly.
But he can make a tumble. And we don't like that. We don't like to have a get that the husband claims is not a good get. That's why we said get should be validated. Because we're afraid the husband's going to come and say it was forged. So all a fear that the husband might come to possible get, not truthfully. So therefore we cover our basis. How are you covering your basis here to keep the husband from dining?
What could you have done?
When he gave the get to her, he said, and I trust her that if she claims that we never got together, I will not be able to taina. I give up my right of taina because I'm giving it under, I'm trusting her. I want everybody to know that I will never come and taina. My taina afterwards is invalid because I'm trusting her. Now, had there been Adam, I don't care what he trusted, but there were no Adam. So really, it's not a real chash. It's only that he'll be spread a rumor about her. If he says he trusts her, he won't spread a rumor about her because nobody's going to believe him. You trusted your wife. What do you take?
Who heard that?
Adam when he gave the get.
That'd be a
cold, Adam are going to say. He told us that he can never tie to that. Yes, doctor.
As we do have rather strong so,
meaning
that whatever he's saying doesn't interrupt the reality of what is there.
Again, sometimes people spread false rumors. We don't like that.
I'm not saying it's particularly likable, but it is.
So the Gemara's kasha is, how can we let this get operate if this husband can come and undermine it publicly? That's how the Rosh Hashanah learned Rashi. And the answer is, he gave the get and said, whatever I say afterwards is null and void. And therefore, it undermines his ability to undermine.
Where else do we have an instance where we can take something that we're saying is point B and use it to redefine point A?
I mean, I can think of one or two cases, but I don't know. I would have to think about whether it's really analogous or not.
And until you find the Adam now, it's going to be a tumult. Until you find them, they died already. It doesn't...
Well, let me just say it this way. It pulls the rug. Let me explain. If the guy knows that if he comes in tainas, chances are that nobody's going to believe him anyway. And because he told that to his wife, he won't come in taina. It diminishes the cases that will even come in taina. Because he set it up in a way that his taina won't be effective. So it takes away his...
His whole purpose is to mess her up, right?
No, it's not true. Chashom. Oh, meaning when he comes to taina.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he removed that. He removed that off the table.
You know what? After 10 years, you know what?
Now, see, it has to be done. I was wrong. The get Gershon Klink.
He's never wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong a lot of times. I'm wrong many, many times. Get Gershon is only a taina before she got married with it. Once you get married with it, he can't taina anything. Rabbana said that get Gershon, once he gets married, we're not going to apostle the get. So he's really preventing her from getting married. That's what he's trying to do. Rashi. When he came to her, he appeased her. She's going to be believed like 100 witnesses. If she says we never had intimacy, she's going to be believed. Now, the Rishonim speak out, but if we're worried about it, how can we believe her? He believed her, but why should we believe her? So there's that man said, we never are afraid of this. It was only his creating a rumor. That's why I translated it that way. So by him believing her, he pulls the rug out from under his own rumor. That's the story.
So what he's saying is he might come back and lie. Don't believe me?
Correct. Right. Meaning, if I come back and try to spread a rumor about it, I'm telling you right now that I give up my right to, that she's believed more than me. And therefore, he won't do it. It'll take away the whole thought process. And even if he does it, we'll say to him, you told us not to believe you.
How much people hate them to each other when they get divorced.
This is what happens. You'll have to figure out why they did it this way. I don't know, call in the psychiatrist, call in the rabbi, whoever you want to call in who set it up this way. We're dealing with the way it was done. We're not telling people to do it this way.
So every time I raise that gap, they can never be intimate together until kids in or until he, once they have tashmish, get his butt. That's all.
No, it's not true. Rabbinically, not supposed to be used. But the Evet, if she gets... Yes. They're afraid that she'll get pregnant, and then later on she'll have a child, and people will look at the child's birthday and look at the date it'll get and say, something doesn't add up. Nothing in my lecture. Some people learned this conversation between Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan. This conversation of what Rav Yechanan said on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ma'achshav lebasi mikam v'adyud beis chaydish." This is the Mishnah coming up. The guy says, "If I don't show up by 12 months, it's retroactive." "Umeiz b'tachyud beis chaydish hariz again." It's retroactive. How do we know that he didn't live with her during those 12 months, which would make the get a get yashan? Since it kicks in retroactively, so why don't we say it's a get yashan? Maybe it's a get yashan. Right. Now, he can't come and claim it's a get yashan. He died. But somebody else will come and claim it's a get yashan. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Mar Mishmei the Rav, Ba'aymer, Nemenes Alay Loi Mishloi Basi. He said at the time of the get, we believe her. And therefore, whoever wants to start a rumor, we say, listen, even the husband said we believe her. The one that learned this conversation on the Mishnah, even in a case when he died, we need the fact that he trusted her. For sure he would say it in the case of the Braisa. But in the Mishnah, he would never have this conversation. Listen, the guy died. Why would we ever accept anybody's kindness that maybe he was alone together with her? He's not even here. He's dead. Rashi. Even if he doesn't show up, we're afraid somebody will spread a rumor. Unless he says she would be believed, he comes himself. We never saw him come to the city. We wouldn't believe anybody anyway. And even if he didn't say she's believed, why in the world would we think that he came back? He's dead. We don't know that he ever came back to town. He claims to be a child. He's not claiming anything. He's dead. He's gone. He's out of here. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Harei zegiteich im loy basi mikan vayud beis chaydish. A guy says, this is your get. If I don't come from now till 12 months. Umeis b'tayich yud beis chaydish. And he died. Now, he did not make it retroactive. He said, the get should kick in 12 months from now. When I don't come, the guy says, when he doesn't show up at the end of 12 months, the get should be a get. And then he died before the 12 months. The get never kicked in. She's a widow. She's not married anymore. But she needs yibum or chalitza. There was no get. The get was given to kick in at the end of 12 months. At the end of 12 months, he was no longer alive. The get can't kick in. Dead people don't divorce wives, especially when they're not married to them anymore anyway. And therefore, she's not a divorcee. She's a widow. Nafkamina is, she needs Yibum. She's also Mutter to marry a Kayan. but she needs Yibum or Chalitza. And then she won't be able to marry a Kayan if she gets Chalitza because she's Asit HaKayan. How is that Yitach Mi'ach Shem Le'Basim Mi'kan Ajit Beis Chaydish? He made it retroactive. Umeis B'Tayach Yud Beis Chaydish, how is that get? It's retroactive. Kicked him while he was still alive. So she's a divorcee, and she does not need Yibum or Chalitza. Rashi, ain't a get. The Kibbutz Le'Emer Ma'achshav, Mashma Le'Acha Yud Beis Chaydish, ain't a get. For a mate betrayed by Saman, he died. Utsvich Eliyavim, and she needs Yibum. Dr. Mishnah Vaitre.
So this is how is it get that Mashavi Mo Bossing and he dies? So she can get married. He dies a half year later. So she can get married. Still not wait a full year right
now. That's a shiloh in the Gemara. Meaning, logically, you're making a lot of sense. If he died after 6 months, why can't you get married right now? He's not coming back. We're 100% sure he's not coming back. Right? Chisamechim is a wonderful thing. We mention it every day, 3 times a day in Shemayin Esrei. But practically speaking, we have nothing to worry about that the guy is coming back. So she should be able to get married right away. We know for sure that it's retroactive, it's a get. That's going to be a discussion of the Gemara.
On the side, if a woman gets married twice, different husband, she gets married next to the second husband?
She gets married wherever they put her. That's right. This is a very emotional, controversial thing that goes on all the time. And that is, we usually bury her next to her first husband. Because usually when they get remarried, they basically make up that we're still going to be married. We still view our first spouse as our main spouse.
Is there any kesher between them as far as the marriage?
This is a very Kabbalistic, you're moving into an area of Kabbalah. Where it's this is discussed more in Kabbalah Svarim, but in Halacha Svarim, based on Kabbalah, about a woman that gets remarried, whether she needs permission from her first husband, and how does she get permission from her first husband. It's a whole process. Some people tell the woman to go to the kever and ask her husband for permission. It's a whole process.
But she's definitely no longer married to the first husband. Or second husband.
Well, if they died, she's not married to anybody. I think the minhag is, again, I'm not really familiar with this. In a few cases that I knew, they buried the woman next to her first husband. In the case I knew, it happened to be they buried the husband next to his first wife. Because that was like understood that the guy was married to this woman for 40 years or 50 years. She died, he remarried, was married to the second wife for 5 years, and then he died. They buried him next to his 50-year wife, not to his next to his 5-year wife.
Not because they're married.
Is there a difference if she has children with the second one?
What? As I said, it becomes an emotional decision. In the case that I knew, or the two cases that I knew, they didn't have children with the second one. They were older people who had lived with their first spouse for a long, long time. And then, because they didn't want to be alone, took a second spouse. But Baruch Meisher is right. If for whatever reason the marriage ended and they had a whole new family and lived with the second wife for 50 years, things might be different. I don't know. I don't think there's that long of the government, but I don't know.
I always got the impression that chaos Mason, people are going to be married to each other.
Honestly, I can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know what will happen. We deal with halacha. We don't deal with chisa meisim. Decisions aren't made based on chisa meisim. Decisions are made based on shulchan aruch. A woman loses her husband, she's free to marry somebody else. A husband doesn't have a wife, he's free to marry somebody else. What happens by chisa meisim? I don't know. My kids in my class always used to say, Rebbe, if a person's a gilgul, when chisa meisim comes, who is he going to be? The first guy, the second guy, the third guy. I said, we'll find out. I have no idea. I don't know. We don't base halacha on Tchis HaMesim. It's going to be Tchis HaMesim. I say, Abi Mamet, it's a kaifer if somebody doesn't believe in Tchis HaMesim. I don't want to be a chas v'shalom. But that doesn't determine halacha. Halacha is determined by Shulchan Aruch. Halacha does not deal with, as far as I know, that when a guy dies, and he's a Gilgal, and he's a Gilgal a third time, and now Tchias HaMeisim happens, which one is he? Is he Mr. Schwartz, Mr. Miller, or Mr. Klein? I have no idea. I have no idea which one he is. I'm sure the Mekubalim deal with it, but it's not my pay grade. Yes.
Anybody who's supposed to be a thing, same with like five fingers and five toes, like all of them, whatever, is living in some sort of weird fantasy.
Not necessarily. I don't know if you're right. You might know Kabbalah, I don't know Kabbalah, but I know that the Rishayim say it'll be Guf and Neshama, and they say that a person should have Tachrichim in Halacha, it's brought, the Tachrichim should fit, so when he gets up, he shouldn't look like a fool that he has clothing that hang all over him. That's what it says. That's in Halacha. Honestly, it's a great question. The marriage of Hashem, we'll find out very soon, maybe by tomorrow. I'm not going to sit and argue about something. All I can say again, I'm not going to argue because I'm a total ignoramus. I don't even qualify to be called an ignoramus about this story, about this issue. So I will, you know, as I do with a lot of things, I tell the Rebbe Shlomo, it's not my headache.
The reason I ask, because I remember we had a Gemara one time where, even after death, Sarah is holding a Brahma.
Now, the Gemara, it's a Medrash that he saw Sarah holding a Brahma. It's a Gemara talking about Babasra. Yes, it is a Gemara. Again, that doesn't mean anything. It means nothing, halachic. Again, we have a Shulchan Aruch. That's what we're responsible for. We're not responsible for anything else. You know, there are certain things that, again, I'll say it one more time. I don't even qualify to be called an ignoramus on this message. That's how far away I am from it. I don't know, but I also know it's not my problem. The Baruchim does Chiyus HaMeisim, will do it any way he wants, and I have no say in the matter anyway, so I'll just watch Merch Hashem, I'll be Zaycha to watch, and so. We said Me'achshav, it is. If he didn't say Me'achshav, it's not. That was the date. You're learning the Mandiyama, and it says the date makes it retroactive. What makes it retroactive? He didn't say from now. Not that I know of. According to Rabbi Yossi, the date makes it retroactive. I don't know, but there's a parish mission that said not like you. I would think Itach in Macy, the Chalice, on top of Ayan Bez and Manalo, but said clearly, like I'm a club, which is to get Lachamisa. It's not retroactive. Rabbi Yossi says, Zmanish Ostar Mechia Cholos. I'm a lot more comfortable talking about that than I am talking about Chiyus HaMeisim. Here, at least I know how to read a Mishnah. But so, the kasha that Rav Moshe asked is in the Gemara. Why can't you get married right away? He told her it's retroactive. He doesn't come back after a year. We know now for sure he's not coming back after a year. The get will be retroactive. So she's divorced. Better get married right now. What are you waiting for? Him to come back, he ain't coming back. That's the Gemara discussed. That's the Gemara Vayter. Harei zagiteich, sorry, period. Im leibasi mikad vajud beis chaydish, kisu utnu get liishti. He tells people, calls in three people, he says, Rabbi Sai, if I don't show up within the year, write and give a get to my wife. So the command to write is post the year. If the guy says, if he doesn't show up till the end of the year, write and give the get to my wife.
No.
No, if he doesn't show up till the end of the year, write. That means don't write before that. The kiss will get. The teichud beis chaydish, but not the lachiyud beis chaydish ain't a get. He didn't authorize them to write it till the end of the year. However, what if he said kisul to get lishti im loy basi mikav ad yud beis chaydish? What if he said first kisul and then he said if I don't show up to the end of the year? Does he mean don't write it to the end of the year, or does he mean don't give it to the end of the year? That's a machlokes. Kasul b'techshem. Kasu b'tach shnei masu chaydish v'nas l'achi yud b'tach chaydish ain't a get anyway, because he said write it if I don't show up for a year. Because I get, he meant to say write it whenever you want, don't give it till after the year. That's the machlokes. Kisu l'achi yud b'tach chaydish v'nas l'achi yud b'tach chaydish umeis. What happens? They did it after the year. They gave it to her, and we heard he died. Now, is she divorced or is she a widow? It depends. Im haget kaidim lemisa, is a get. If he died the 13th month, and meanwhile they already gave a get, so she was divorced. It means the kademis a get ain't a get, because she died before the get kicked in. Vim and you do a zushem begareshes ain't begareshes. And if we don't know what happened first, so we don't know if she's a widow or divorcee. So she's a suffix. She needs chalitza. She can't have gibbon. Everybody should have a wonderful day.